McClellan's troops pushed the Confederates out of those gaps and found themselves on the same side, the western side of the South Mountain Range, as the Confederate Army. Lee was in a very delicate position. He had expected Harper's Ferry to fall quickly. It still hadn't fallen on the 14th. Lee thought for a while about abandoning his campaign and retreating from Maryland, but he received word on the 15th that Harper's Ferry had fallen, and he decided instead to concentrate his army on some high ground near Sharpsburg, Maryland, bring Stonewall Jackson's troops up from Harper's Ferry, and make a stand. He sent out the orders for that, and on the 15th and 16th, the Confederate Army gathered at Sharpsburg. By the morning of September 17, Lee had probably between 30 and 35,000 troops in place. One division was back at Harper's Ferry, overseeing the parole of the 12,000 Federals who'd surrendered there, and also looking after all the supplies that had been captured. 30 to 35,000 Confederates in place. McClellan had let precious time slip by on the 15th and 16th. He had not hit Lee then, when Lee was really quite vulnerable, but that brings us now to the Battle of Antietam on September 17th, 1862. McClellan had more than 70,000 troops in position at Antietam on the morning of the 17th, at least a 2-to-1 advantage over Lee, probably more. His plan was this, as he explained it later: apply pressure to both Confederate flanks, hope to weaken the center, and then punch through the center, cut Lee off from the Potomac River, which was just a few miles away. There was only one ford across the Potomac. If anything really serious had happened to Lee's army at Sharpsburg, it would have been an utter disaster. That's what McClellan hoped to do. But he didn't manage to apply simultaneous pressure against the line. The Battle of Antietam broke down into three very separate battles as the day went along. It began on the northern end of the field with very heavy Union attacks that were held off by the slimmest of margins on the Confederate side. Then it shifted to the center part of the field. Again, heavy attacks. McClellan actually broke through in the center. The officers in command of his troops there begged for reinforcements to exploit the break. This is what McClellan later said he'd wanted to do, but McClellan decided not to commit his reserves. He said it would have been too dangerous to do that. What if something bad had happened with all his reserves committed? So the fighting died out in the center part of the field, and it shifted to the left in the afternoon, the southern end of the field. And there the Federals literally pushed the Confederates to within a few dozen yards of the key road that led to the fords over the Potomac River. If they had captured that road, Lee would have been in awful shape. But just at the moment they seemed to be about to win, that last division from Harper's Ferry, which had been marching hard all day, a 17-mile march, came onto the battlefield, immediately deployed, and plowed into the Union left flank and stopped the final attacks. And the battle sputtered to a halt late in the afternoon of the 17th. It had been a series of near disasters for Lee and his army. Lee had been very active, moving back and forth along the line, from heavy fighting in a cornfield on the northern end of the field, watching the fighting at what was called the Sunken Road or the Bloody Lane in the middle of the field, and watching anxiously in the afternoon as his right flank seemed about to crumble. Time and again, he had plugged in troops at just the last moment to stave off disaster. Good luck and effective management had allowed him to keep his army intact. As for McClellan, a quarter of his army didn't fire a shot during the Battle of Antietam. Lee mustered every man he had. McClellan didn't use a good part of his army. And in the end, Lee was able to hold on, just barely. Just barely. It was the bloodiest day in American history. 10,500 Confederates, a third of Lee's army, shot down at Antietam in one day. 12,500 Federals, a total of more than 23,000. As many men shot down in this one day at Antietam as in both days of the Battle of Shiloh. A nice comparison. Not any other day in United States history was as bloody. It seemed endless to those who were fighting it. One soldier in the Confederate Army said the sun seemed almost to go backward during the day. In a cornfield on the Confederate left, the musketry was so heavy that one Union officer reported that after the battle, remember it's September, this corn was taller than the men when the battle started. It was almost ready to be harvested.